Welcome to the Development Download with Leaps and Bounds.
Welcome back to the Development Download, where we dive into all things child development, therapy, and everything in between. I'm Lisa, occupational therapist.
And I'm Erin, occupational therapist. And I'm always curious about the why behind behavior. So today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people more recently have been asking about. And I think it's becoming more of a highlight or just understood. What we're talking today about is interoception.
When we think about the senses, most people think about the senses we hear about all the time, the big five: sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. And in the Development Download, we've talked a little bit more about vestibular and proprioception, but there are actually more sensory systems at play in how we experience the world. And interoception is one of the most fascinating, and we're going to talk about it today.
Exactly. Interoception is our ability to notice and interpret internal signals from our body, things like hunger, thirst, needing the bathroom, a racing heart rate, or even butterflies in our stomach.
It's basically your body's dashboard and helps us to understand what's going on inside and guides how we respond to those sensations. If a child feels their heart beating fast, they might realize that they're nervous. Or if their stomach is growling, they might know it's time for a snack.
And that awareness plays a huge role in self-regulation. Without good interoceptive awareness, it's hard to label emotions or know how to meet our needs.
So, Erin, we often see interoceptive challenges in kids who struggle with emotional regulation or behavior. So sometimes what looks like a meltdown is actually a child being overwhelmed by sensations that they can't identify or interpret.
Or they might not notice those sensations at all, Lisa. For example, a child might not recognize when they're thirsty or tired, or even when they're hungry, until they hit a breaking point. And I think that's when we start to get this whole term of hangry, right, Lisa?
Yes.
I think we've all been there. But really, the concept behind hangry is that we truly miss that signal that our body sent us when we were starting to feel hungry, which then led into that emotional response of angry. And so we get angry.
Yeah, it happens. Interoception ties directly into emotional literacy too, kind of like what you were talking about. If I can't feel my heart pounding or notice my breathing getting shallow, it's harder to connect those body cues to feelings like anxiety or excitement. So sometimes we see kids that come into Leaps and Bounds and they're movers, right? They're always on the move. And we'll also notice that their breathing is, that they tend to breathe in really short, shallow breaths. Well, if you take a second to try that, what ends up happening is your shoulders start elevating, you start to become a little bit more nervous or anxious. And so it all ties in together. So if kids aren't getting the feedback from their body to like slow down and take those deeper breaths, then that then changes into emotional results.
Yeah. And Lisa, I actually have personal experience with this. My son, has gotten grown out of this. He's 13 now, but he really, when he was a toddler to even young childhood, is his arousal would skyrocket towards the later evening. Mm-hmm. And I could really then start to recognize that he was actually feeling tired, but I don't mm-hmm. think he realized that. And so he actually spiked his arousal,
right?
Which made it really difficult
to go to bed.
Yeah, to go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you're not the only one experiencing that. I think that's a common thing that we hear about from parents too.
So helping kids build interoceptive awareness can be a game changer, not only for self-regulation, but also for communication, relationships, and independence. And that kind of just goes back to even helping my son when he was younger to express, hey, I'm feeling tired, and give him those strategies to then help himself to really then decrease the arousal.
Right. At Leaps and Bounds, we weave interoceptive work into as many parts of therapy as we can, even if it doesn't look like it. So we might the big piece that we're trying to do is awareness, like you were just talking about, Erin. We want kids to have better awareness of the feelings that are happening in their body and how to respond to those.
Well, I think with that too, Lisa, like as a parent or an adult outside of the child's body, you really can only see the behavior. Mm-hmm. You can't always see the hunger, and you can't know what's going on inside. Yeah. And so you really are relying on the child to tell you, but if they can't tell you, then we're just left with behaviors.
Right. Because maybe they don't understand what's happening in their body.
So I think if we can really come in from an awareness for the child, but I often ask parents when they bring up behaviors is, hey, do you think maybe they were tired, hungry, or thirsty? And a parent will often be like, oh, yeah, it kind of happened right before lunch. And it's like, right. I wonder if that could be associated with that behavior.
Yeah, it's hard to think about all those things throughout the day. But sometimes, you know, when we look back, we can maybe connect the dots.
So activities like yoga, breathing exercises, or mindfulness can really help kids tune in to what's happening in their bodies.
Or we might even pair interoception with movement. So things like swinging, jumping, or deep pressure play, then pause to help the child describe how their body's feeling afterwards, can give them a little bit better of inspection on what's happening within their own body. I had a boy that I worked with years ago, and he came across as being, you know, he was kind of clumsy, not aware of his personal space. And we did an interoceptive activity where I had him lay down and I touched like a spot on his arm and wanted him to try to flex that muscle. And it was really hard for him to figure out. So there's a tactile issue there, but there was also that interoceptive ability for him to understand what's happening in his own body. Or if I just said, now I want you to squeeze your calf muscle, he really was struggling with that. Wow, so making all those connections.
Yeah.
So you would expect he probably has difficulty with coordination and understanding where his body is in space.
100%. Yeah, and I've had kids too that have come in more because they've been picky eaters. And really, it almost came down to they weren't even feeling hunger. So then why would they want to eat food? So I think it does. It's a wide range on how interoception really starts to impact us in throughout our day.
For sure. We see this when kids are trying to toilet train. Also, sometimes they just don't have that awareness that they need to go to the bathroom.
And even recently, I've been working with a child that has been holding her urine in her bladder. So you can only imagine all the signals that she's getting and saying, no, I'm not going. And what I actually found out more is that she's only going when somebody puts a pull-up on her. And so
she needs that tactile cue.
Yeah. And I can only imagine like how that really is impacting even her learning at that point. Mm-hmm. We also use emotional-based activities. For instance, after a child runs an obstacle course, we might ask, how does your body feel right now? And help them to connect to that feeling to words like energized or tired. And I think that's an important piece is when you start breaking down, what are all those words that they can start to like build that connection with?
Right. Not just emotions, but how is your body feeling? We say that a lot around here. That language connection is key. Helping kids bridge the gap between body sensations and emotional vocabulary can be really important.
Parents can do a lot to nurture interoceptive awareness too. It starts like modeling. Talk out loud about what your body is telling you. You can say, I'm getting hungry. My stomach feels empty. Or my heart is beating fast right now after that run. And I also think even too, like I have sometimes told my kiddos, my own personal kiddos of like, hey, I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach. I'm going to take care of whatever is making me feel worried before I can even think about what's happening next.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to let the kids know that all of these feelings, all of these sensations are normal. You can also use check-ins, like simple prompts like, hey, what does your body need right now? Or how does your tummy feel after lunch, to get them kind of processing and thinking about those feelings.
And it's okay to just start small. Helping your child pause and notice sensations, such as like warm, cold, tight, relaxed, builds awareness over time.
It's really about helping kids listen to their bodies and use that information to take care of themselves.
So next time your child seems off
or can't quite explain what's wrong, remember that interoception might be a part of the puzzle.
And the more help we help kids to understand how those inside signals are working, the better equipped they are to manage those emotions, the better equipped they are to focus and engage with the world around them.
Thanks for tuning in to the Development Download.
If you found this episode helpful, make sure to follow, share with a friend, or leave us a review. And as always, you can find more tips and resources on our website or social media.
See you next time.
You've been listening to The Development Download with Leaps and Bounds.